The town of the Blue Mountains and the proponent of a large-scale development proposed near Thornbury continue to work on the application, but a decision is not expected soon. At a committee of the whole meeting on January 13, Council received an update about a 376-unit development proposal on Grey Road 2 just outside of Thornbury. Town planning staff brought an update report to Council, but did not make a recommendation for Council to consider. Staff noted that the 120-day deadline for a decision on the file is February 13, 2025. The province has mandated via legislation that decisions must be made by local councils 120 days after an application is considered complete or the file can be appealed to the Ontario Land Tribunal. Senior planner Adam Farr explained that the application is quite complex, and town staff and the developer's planners continue to work on the proposal. It's a complex parcel of land. It is in the settlement area, but it doesn't carry a redevelopment designation, Farr explained. It's kind of an outlier of a property. The property is located on Grey Road 2, just outside of Thornbury near the town's police and fire stations. The property is 37.37 hectares, but just 8.37 hectares would be used for development. The proponent is proposing 376 units of housing with 220 townhomes and 156 back-to-back units. More than 60% of the units would be considered attainable with starting prices of approximately $500,000. The development requires official plan and zoning amendments, a plan of subdivision and a plan of condominium. Although the land is in the settlement area of Thornbury, it continues with its original zoning of rural, hazard and specialty agriculture. In his presentation, Farr also noted that the town's water and wastewater master plans don't speak to servicing this property. A public meeting about the proposal was held in November and there was significant community opposition to the concept. Farr noted that 376 units represent approximately 790 residents, or about a 22% increase in the population of Thornbury, Clarksburg. Farr said although the province's approval deadline is approaching, the town and developer are continuing to work through the planning process on the file. "We're exchanging information and identifying additional information that is required," he said. Staff intends to continue working with the applicant. Colin Travis, the planning consultant for the application, spoke briefly to council about the application during the public comments portion of the meeting and said the developer intends to continue working with the town on the file. "A lot of information has been provided, a lot of information has been reviewed and a lot of information is needed," said Travis. "We're looking forward to continued cooperation." Council made no decision on the matter, other than voting to receive the report from staff. Sean McKinley voted against receiving the report.